Hello and welcome back to Bayhouse Bars. Not sure if episode 9's gone up yet, but this is episode 10. This is actually our last one before the Easter break, because next Friday is Good Friday, so we aren't here to record the buzz next week. So, really important stuff. What's everyone expecting for Easter? Are we going for eggs? Do we do Easter at our houses?
Oh, I didn't realise it was so soon.
It is super soon.
I was like, when?
Yeah, this holiday's really late compared to Easter being so early.
Yes, because otherwise it would make for a very long summer term. So they kind of put the holiday around it to make it a balanced term. Otherwise you get a really, really short term now and then a really long summer term, which just doesn't work with the GCSEs and things. Hoping this is coming through nice and clearly, folks, because it looks like my audio is a little bit quiet today. But we've got a guest in the room. Welcome, Jacob Bavin.
Hello.
Woo! So, the big round of applause from just me there, Jacob, a little bit harsh.
Thanks, Miss, for the support.
Oh, you're very welcome. So, essentially, what you've got here is the longest serving member in the room, who's been here even longer than I, even though I'm an oldie. So, Jacob, how long have you been in school?
7 years now.
Okay. Through thick and thin, COVID and wellness and all those things.
Yeah.
So, I said I was going to ask you some questions live on air. What do you think is the best thing that's changed about the school, apart from myself, obviously, but what's the thing that's changed for the better since you've been here? 7 years, man. Woo!
I think definitely with regarding back in year seven, so this was 2017, believe it or not.
Oh, it's an old man, folks.
There's definitely been a massive rise in clubs and enrichment and ambassador groups. Whereas I remember in year seven, there was not really much of that apart from like a Friday, whereas it's so much more pupil based with, and there's so many opportunities now for people to express their opinions and stuff. So yeah.
Don't mind Luke, he's just giggling through his lunch for a change. I think he's actually stealing somebody else's lunch, which is fine. I agree with you. I still don't think there's enough. And actually speaking to our headship candidates that were interviewed over the last 2 weeks, lots of them were asking for new things. They all get their emails today, everybody. The new team are being elected. Yeah, it's interesting. So you were yourself a member of the headship team, weren't you? What did you sort of achieve in your time on headship?
Well, what we managed to do was we were the year group that... See, if you look at your planners, believe it or not... So before COVID, in our planners, we used to have like a ruler in it and quite a lot of, like, what do you call them? Like, enrichment stuff and, like, resources. Mm-hmm. However, when COVID came... They kind of closed it all, like got rid of them.
Yeah, we weren't in our planners.
And there was actually a suggestion that they weren't going to bring them back. However, we spent a good whole year trying to bring them back. And then finally, they finally brought
Absolutely.
It back.
Absolutely. So now we've gone out of those sort of COVID times where we're not allowed to hand things around. Luke has very strong opinions about these. But I think it's because...
I love my planner.
I love planners.
I used to like my planner.
I don't use my planner.
And that's why.
I use it as a little sign. I'm in lineup. I hold up my sign, which is my banner, and then I put it away.
Yeah, it's about how much you're encouraged to use it as well.
I write it on my hand, because I'm more likely to look at my hand than my planner, because it's attached to me.
But there's a lot in that you should be putting in your planner, like permission to go to the toilet and notes for being
I don't need to pee in lesson.
Because you're well-controlled and you plan your day. Absolutely. You and me both. Everybody enjoy the talk about bladders.
I've left lesson once all year, and that was today, to fill up my bottle, say.
You're allowed to go and fill up your bottle.
What if I miss something so deadly important? What if someone falls through the ceiling and I don't know? Because I wasn't there.
Well, I think you know when you come
back. So essentially you don't go to the toilet for FOMO.
Yes.
Okay, fair enough. So Jacob's biggest achievement when he was there was bringing the planners back. And obviously you were then obviously supporting last year's headship team as they shaped what went into the planners, which was really nice as well. So that was really good. So I think that's a really nice thing. And I just, you know, the fact that the planners came from the students and I had a planner when I was in school and every school I've worked at has planners, it's more about building back into those habits of how to use them because you haven't had to before. I think that's why a lot of our young people struggle with it because actually they've connected having a planner with having to have their planner in their hand at lineup. And so I have to have it in my hand at planner.
I guess also because when I was in the year 11, it was still kind of around COVID time.
Yep.
And therefore we weren't exactly able to achieve or do the full kind of opportunities that the student headship would usually do. And that was one of the reasons why I was quite passionate and still continuing next year, so that next year we're definitely able to do as much opportunities that they usually should be able to do.
So Jacob's here representing, he talks about opportunities and the different ambassador groups we've got. He's here representing a new group of ambassadors, who actually we're kind of losing that word because it's being used quite a lot.
Mm.
So who are you representing today, Jacob?
I am representing Mission Inclusive.
We are working on the theme tune, aren't we, Kate? Kate's working on all our theme tunes. Still haven't got the one for this. I'm just
working in progress. I told you I had it.
Yeah, but that's great. I need it.
Okay, I'll find it.
So essentially, we've got a fantastic new action group. These guys are doing what? What are they formed for, and what are they trying to do?
So we are a group of ambassadors ranging from year 7 to 11, and we are representing inclusion and kind of disability awareness, you know, whether that's physical or kind of more hidden, more mental kind of side of things. And we're kind of just bringing more positivity, promoting, and just, yeah, bringing awareness of it all.
Brilliant stuff. So that is one of our new action groups that's formed alongside our anti-bullying ambassadors and our mental health ambassadors. So they are going to a really exciting opportunity next week where they're going to get to do some product tasting for the canteen to give their opinions about what goes into the canteen for drinks. I know. Join these groups. Luke's face, he does not look happy. I think he's exciting. Just sulking about that he still wasn't in hot chocolate today. I've got a surprise for them, folks. Essentially, yeah, we've got kind of some really fantastic work going on. So they had a meeting today, didn't they, Jacob? And they were doing what in that meeting? Kate, you can chime in at any point, by the way, because I know you were there too.
we've really luckily got a board, a display board in the R block corridor, and we've been given the opportunity to kind of redesign it to make it all about mission inclusive and kind of promoting disabilities.
Fantastic.
So today we were basically talking as one big group, and we were discussing what we wanted to put on our board, whether that's inspirational quotes, whether that's like charities, kind of raising awareness. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we kind of did a bit of research around it.
Brilliant stuff. And I have got a little hand in point. So that should be done just after Easter, shouldn't it? Mm. Just kind of raising that visual awareness of lots of different types of disabilities that people encounter in our school. So really focused on that sort of inclusion, that inclusive aspect, and preventing sort of discriminatory behaviour towards people with hidden or visible disabilities, which brings me smoothly on to the votes topic for the week, which kind of, prior to me going live, everybody, caused a little bit of controversy because some tutors have sort of rephrased the question and had a little thought about it. But actually, the question we had for votes for schools this week was, would you know how to support a friend who came out as trans or non-binary? So that was the question. And actually, at the moment, the school is currently coming out, so it's sort of quite even Stevens, it's reflecting the national picture. So 45.5% of the school said yes, they would know how to support a friend who came out as trans or non-binary, but 54.5% said no, they wouldn't know how. So actually, that's definitely something we could work on with our Mission Inclusive and with our kind of inclusion hats on, thinking about how we help young people support their peers. But what was discussed, I wasn't in the room, what sort of things, thinking about our audience folks, were considered in your room when you're discussing this?
I mean, obviously, me, Darcy and Charlotte are all in the same tutor. Mm-hmm. So it's not a good variety of people.
But at least someone in the room. Talk to me.
But we all felt our tutor kind of reworded the question in a way that just made it a really awkward question to answer. Especially, like, when you consider some people in our tutor, who I'm not going to name names because that would be wrong.
But like, aren't necessarily as open-minded?
Yeah.
Perhaps. Okay.
It just made it a very difficult question to answer.
So, can I guess how the question was reworded? Would you support a friend who came out as trans or non-binary? Okay. And that's obviously a very different question, isn't it? Okay. Why do you think this is quite a tough topic to discuss? Dead air, everybody. Why is this a tricky topic, do you think?
I guess some people, they might have struggled to mm-hmm. come out, or they might struggle to talk to people about it, mm-hmm. and therefore they might themselves might feel a bit scared, a bit nervous to talk about it in the debate. Mm. But I guess also some people are very open with who they are and what they like.
Absolutely.
And I guess with, I think for me, in my opinion, I said yes. Mm-hmm. Because I think sometimes it can be common sense, you know. It can be a very natural thing. Because if someone was, you know, in danger or was struggling with something, I would definitely approach them and ask them, do you need help? Do you need to talk to someone? So even the smallest thing, it doesn't have to be the most biggest thing, but having that smallest thing can really make a difference for someone.
Just something to start saying, you know what, I'm here for you, or thank you for sharing.
I also think it's a quite, like, not like personal topic, but like, if we had a debate about if we liked a certain colour or something, mm-hmm. that's like, if I say I don't agree with you, that's disagreeing with what they like instead of them as a person.
Mm. That's a really interesting point. Sorry, I'm having a sip of water, folks. That's a really interesting point. And I think because some of these things are really tied into who you are as a person, someone saying, actually, I don't support that thing.
It
cuts more deeply, doesn't it? You feel it much more. So, not to trivialise, but there is a very big local football rivalry. And do you support this team or this team? And even then, people get very passionate about it. So to be discussing something as deeply ingrained in someone's personality in their life, as who they are, is really tough to discuss, I think, and really tough to have that open discussion about, but important that we do. Because the more we see it as something that is okay to talk about, the less likely we are for people to have opinions based in a lack of understanding and therefore a fear of something they don't know and don't understand, which is really important. As I think every week I mention this, but coming from another school, I actually am really heartened coming to Bayhouse, because seeing the number of young people who are openly either transgender or non-binary is amazing. And I find, particularly in our lovely sixth form team, I think the support offered to the young people is incredible, and that people are able to be who they truly are. But it does take a lot of strength, and it takes a support network of friends. And so actually looking at this, looking at our results and thinking that over half of our young people think they need a bit of support to support their friend, actually that's something we can then put in place, which is really nice. Was it a bit of an awkward conversation in tutor? What was the atmosphere like?
I mean, we told him that he was wording the question differently.
Okay.
But and he just asked.
He didn't take it on board, like what we were saying. Okay. But I think we answered no, because we would support someone, but we wouldn't know how to.
Mm. So we answered the question that was on the board, and I think he was trying to get more people to say yes by asking a different question.
Okay.
But it didn't work.
Okay.
Because that wasn't the question.
No, and I think the question is designed so that we can see what support we need to put in place to help you be more understanding, more supportive and compassionate. So yeah, I think that's possibly why.
And also, if you think about it, actually more people have said no, they wouldn't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's actually a good thing, because it means that people are actually admitting themselves that actually... Yeah. We actually don't know.
No.
And therefore, you're able to provide that support, because yeah. actually people are saying, or thinking about it,
yeah.
thinking, I actually don't know.
I don't know what I do if my friend told me that I'm trans or non-binary. It's interesting, actually, the national picture, more people don't know how to support someone in that situation.
Hmm.
So we are, and that reflects what I see in the corridors walking around. That does reflect that, that more people nationally don't understand, whereas at Bayhouse, we do. And even regionally, so Hampshire... More people don't understand. So I think Bayhouse is ahead of the game with that one, I think. Speaking of ahead of the game, she said, transitioning again beautifully. I'm going to come over to Kate, our sports correspondent. Kate, what were our fixtures this week?
So our fixtures this week, we had Year 11 boys football in the Hampshire Cup semi-final, but unfortunately we lost on penalties, though. So.
Oh, went to pens. Pressure.
It must have been tight then.
Tight at the top. That's what they do.
And then we've got more victories across the board. So Year 10 boys football, we won 5-4 against Crofton.
Nice. Tight one, so it's a close one.
Year 9 netball, we won 15-1 against Crofton again.
Oh, 15-1, crikey. Mm.
That's, year 8 netball, we won 14-3 against Crofton. So we've got quite a large spread there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And Year 9 boys football, we won 6-2 against Crofton.
Nice. So lots of fixtures with Crofton this week where we trounced them. Some big score margins there. So a big round of applause for everybody, please, for our the loudest thing on the podcast this week. Okay, I'm going to hand over to Luke then for more celebrations from Hot Chocolate Pirate Friday. This week, featuring our brand new CEO, Nick Cross, who's the CEO of the King's Group. Sadly, I did ask if he was around to come and see us today, but we had to make do with our first best, Jacob, to come and see us instead because he was popping off to another school. But he is hoping to come and feature in the podcast soon, just so you know. So Hot Chocolate Friday this week.
This week we had Alexa, Olivia, Eric, B, Olivia, Anson, Pixie, Isabel, Harvey, Charlie, Matthew, Omar, Faye, Olivia, another Olivia, Isabel, Gabby, Lacey, Evie, and Yola, and Charlie.
Fantastic, well done. Actually, that's why Nola wasn't in our fabulous group, because she was busy getting her hot chocolates. So, fantastic, well done to everybody who's on the Hot Chocolate Friday list. Another round of applause. Thank you very much. well done for your fantastic efforts this week. We're really impressed with you. These guys are still sitting here bitter. The arms that have folded, the looks I'm getting across the table. I'm just going to ignore you all. Is there anything else we wanted to mention this week that's been going on? Apart from me vanishing for a couple of days. Anything? What's happening this week? Have I missed anything? Ooh, we've got Duke of Edinburgh is currently out on their expedition for bronze in year 9. Good luck, you guys. Hope it's going well.
That was a thing.
Did you? Oh, I love Duke of Edinburgh's.
But we had the fire drill yesterday.
Oh, we did that
for some people.
Really well.
Yeah. But it stayed in drama.
Yeah.
Decided to burn alive.
I remember doing my Duke of Edinburgh when I was in year 9.
You did yours, didn't you? Yeah. COVID or no COVID, walking on the COVID.
Mine got delayed like 2 years.
Crikey. So we've had, and they missed the fire drill as well. So we had fire drill, we've got Duke of Edinburgh out on the expedition. Hope you're having fun, guys. Remember your Kendall mint cake. Adults, you'll get that bit.
I love Kendall mint cake.
It's great, isn't it?
Tradition,
it's so fabulous. I love a bit of a Duke of Edinburgh. So yeah, I thought the fire drill went really well yesterday. We were lucky with the weather. We were very lucky with the weather. If we were doing
it, was actually quite quick as well. I was expecting it to be a bit more longer, but actually, well, I think it was quite
now
quick.
That everyone's used to lining up, everyone's getting quite good at it. I'm just saying.
I still find it weird though, because like all our years here, the only time you've ever actually had to use it was last year with the gas leak, and that was it.
Yeah,
but that was quite an eventful morning.
That was bonkers, wasn't it? But essentially, we were all ready to go, and we all did it, and everyone was silent. It was really incredible. So that's why we do the drill, so that we know what we're doing. But this is not a drill, everybody. This is the podcast. This is Bayhouse Buzz, and this is us saying goodbye for another week. That was episode 10. We've been Bayhouse Buzz. We will see you after the Easter holidays. Have fun, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Such enthusiasm. Honestly, it's shocking.